Good evening, snackers. I'm Larry Daniel, and you're listening to the Midnight Snack. Tonight's snack involves a little Jandek from his first two albums, Ready for the House and Six and Six. We're going to listen to both sides. One, we're going to start off with Naked in the Afternoon. Then First You Think Your Fortune's Lovely, What Can I Say, What Can I Sing, and Show Me the Way, O Lord. And then after that, we'll listen to Six and Six, the first side, with Feathered Drums, Point Judith, I Knew You Would Leave, and Can I See Your Clock?
I gotta live. Thank you. by the ranch I'm owning, staring at the cellophane. Somebody came in for a question. I put a glass out in the rain. The reason I have been accepted is that I failed to come on strong. Found a chair beside myself, there is no question, just the jangle of our brain. Our 3 times 4 is 27. Only fragments still the day I found my freedom. You took the mirror from the wall, placed it in a single suitcase, pointed down a and said you see a true direction, and I'll be there behind the sun, and I'll go with you in the springtime. Show, what can I do? Is it all for me? Is it all for you? Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. Everyone leaves, except you and me. And then sometimes I'm not so sure there'll ever be another cure. The early morning sun shines through. Shades of blue. Oh, I don't know. I'll have to go. Oh, I don't know. Reason for I already left. It's no surprise I saw it in your beating eyes. Adrift, a dream, a time we spend, much more than ever. Forever was all that we missed.
You're listening to The Midnight Snack, listener-supported radio here at KRVS 88.7 FM. And this was the first side of Jandek's Ready for the House. We just heard Show Me the Way, O Lord. Before that, What Can I Say, What Can I Sing? Before that, First You Think Your Fortune's Lovely. And before that, my favorite unique song, Naked in the Afternoon. Jandek is a unique character. He performs all of his work in his house, records his own material, makes his own records and CDs, and shows up unannounced at places and plays live. He is from Houston, or the Houston area, and he's very much a reclusive character. Next up, we're going to listen to the first side of his second album, Six and Six with Feathered Drums, here on The Midnight Snack.
crestfallen in broken breast, I feel a full shadow. I see a spur digging. Snails on the rocks, and it's low tide, and there's diamonds in the ocean. But if there's a moth winging out over the waves in the sunlight, then two spiders meet on a rock, but they're the same anyhow, so. It's all so still here, I. Little waves spill over little rocks. You can peel off mica from the rocks as it shines like smooth silver. But you know there's more than this, 'cause you can see the boats sailing. And the gulls fly by fishing. And there's a lighthouse in the distance. But it's all so quiet that why disturb the silence so? Go wait in the moonlight and bring back a starfish. Settle back easy and make up your mind to stay. I've earned a fortune and there's not much more to say. I'm living easy, smooth as silk these days. I see that you're beautiful, haven't changed your ways. Settle back easy, make up your mind to stay. The country's clean and I've earned a fortune and you don't have to pay. Just sell back and say make up your mind to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
smile on
That was Can I See Your Clock by Jandek from the 6 and 6 album. The first side, of course. I Knew You Would Leave was before that. We heard Point Judith. And we started that little set with Feathered Drums. Next up on the Midnight Snack, we're going to listen to the Mason Williams Listening Matter. Mason Williams is well known for his composition and Grammy Award-winning Classical Gas. He was also a television writer. He wrote for the Smothers Brothers television show as well as the Glenn Campbell television show in the late 60s. He was a multimedia artist. And in this set, he's doing some folk comedy. Here is the Mason Williams Listening Matter.
I would like to present some poems that I have written. These are a series of poems called Them Poems, and they're about them people. People like you and me. Mostly like you, yes. And, you know, people who pick sand and kick dogs and suck toads. Just good old folks, you know. And this is the first poem. It's called Them Sandpickers. How about them sandpickers, ain't they grand? Sitting on their haunches, picking in the sand. Picking in the wet sand, picking in the dry. Picking it fiercely, look at it fly. Look at them sandpickers, ain't they slick? Some use the fingers, some use the stick. Them seashore sandpickers, ain't they fine? Sitting in the sand, picking up time. How to be a sandpicker, don't need a ticket. Find a bunch of sand, scooch down and pick it. This is one about people who get stickers in their feet. Call them sticker getters. How about them sticker getters? Ain't they neat? Getting them stickers in their feet. Getting them goat heads, getting them briars. Picking them out with sticker picking wires. Look at them sticker getters, can't they cuss? As soon as get a sticker, raise a mighty huge fuss. Them tenderfooted sticker getters, how they squeal. Stickers in the toes, stickers in the heels. How to be a sticker getter? I have never met a toad sucker yet, but I'm waiting. Actually, I have some suspicions about a friend of mine. His name is Ken Greenwald, and in his living room, he has an aquarium with... Oh, Kenny, yeah. He might be his favorite toad, you know, no? Careful there. In his living room, he has an aquarium with four... I'll say that again. In his living room, he has an aquarium with four very pale toads in it, you know? And so I really suspect that he is a toad sucker. At least. You know, actually, toad sucking sounds like something that might have originated way down south, say, on a Saturday night. You know, the Saturday night toad suck, everybody got excited. Or maybe they saved it for special occasions like the 4th of July. You can imagine what a patriotic thing the 4th of July toad suck would be. And maybe you can imagine a conversation like this. Well, Hank, you going to the toad suck this year? Sure am. But I've been practicing up because last year I swallowed one and I was disqualified. Not to mention that he threw up, you know. Anyway, here is Them Toad Suckers. I'll tell you what, we need a little assistance on this. And I'll pitch in my part, and you pitch in your part. And if we all pitch in our parts, everything's fine. But if you don't pitch in your part, then I can't pitch in my part, and none of us have a part to pitch in. Terrible. Iggy. So here's Them Toad Suckers. And we will roar it out here. There you go.
chunkers, sucking them leafy types, sucking them plunkers. Look at them toad suckers, ain't they snappy? Sucking them bog frogs sure makes them happy. Them hugger mugger toad suckers way down south, sticking them sucky toads in their mouth. How to be a toad sucker, no way to duck it. Get yourself a toad, rare back suck it.
This is Them Banjo Pickers. Them Banjo Pickers, mighty funny ways, same damn song 3 or 4 days. Them Banjo Pickers, all they know, Cumberland Gap and Do-Si-Do. Talking about strings, banjo pegs, other such things. Them banjo pickers, poker face mugs, never do smile, just play scrubs. Them banjo pickers sure are nice, played song at least twice. Them banjo pickers never get sick picking them banjos. This poem is about people who yodel, screech, and hoo-ha. It's called Them Yodel Yellers. How about them yodel yellers? Can't they pierce up in them mountains? Hollering so fierce, shouting them hoo-ha, screaming them yays, singing them yodel ATAs. Look at them yodel yellers, ain't they vogue? Hitting them high notes, yelling that yodel, them golden-throated yodel yellers, ain't they a crowd? Rolling that yodeling up in them clouds. How to be a yodel yeller? Here's a sum in total. Get up on a mountain, tell her off a yodel. I said these were about people, but this is one called Them Hors D'oeuvres, and obviously none of you are hors d'oeuvres, because you're all too big. So, here is Them Hors D'oeuvres. How about them hors d'oeuvres, ain't they sweet? Little piece of cheese and a little piece of meat. Listen, now, I've always wanted to write a hillbilly song, and so I did. And I had to listen to lots of them to figure out what was going on. And I listened to lots of them, and I figured out there ain't nothing going on. Now, this has been a passion of mine to write a great hillbilly song, you know. So I really did listen to lots of them and try to figure out the formula for hillbilly hits. I told you that I love you, and you said that is good. I called you my darling, the thought I always would. But now you've gone and left me, and I don't know where you're at. You done stomped on my heart and mashed that sucker flat. You done stomped on my heart, you broke it all apart. Sweetheart, you just sort of stomped on my aorta. You started stepping out with guys I felt us drift apart. And every step you took was a stomp upon my heart. I only hope that someday when you have got the blues, in some lonely room, you look down at your shoes and think about the tender heart you crushed beneath the soles when your young body craved good times and fancy clothes. You done stomped on my heart, you broke it all apart. Sweetheart, you just sort of mashed on my aorta. You started stepping out with guys I felt us drift apart. And every step you took was a stomp up on my heart. And every step you took was a stomp up on my heart.
This is another them poem. Call them whisker flickers. How about them whisker flickers? Ain't they weird? Sitting there thinking and flicking they beard, flicking they goatee, flicking they muff, flicking it gently, flicking it rough. Look at them whisker flickers, ain't they a twist? Some use the finger, some use a fist. Them itchy face whisker flickers don't cause trouble. Sitting there pensively flicking that stubble. How to be a whisker flicker, don't need a ticket. Get your face, Jose, sit, flick and flick it.